B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
I'm back. I have a major, and I guess I should have said this in the beginning of the show, that I have a pretty important announcement to make. But whatever, I'll tell you right now. Please stop what you're doing. If you're about to get in the shower, turn the water off. This is very important. It's going to affect everybody. I should have told you guys before when I first came in, but I'll just say it now.
Okay.
I'm officially retiring from running marathons.
Oh, Lord.
Damn it.
Wow.
I think that's, I don't know, sad.
What?
Isn't it when you retire from anything, isn't it sad? No?
Yeah, well, I'm not really retiring. I was never much of a runner anyway.
Okay. So wait, you're saying you're never going to run one again?
Maybe I will. I'm not what...
Haven't you said that before?
Yeah, right. It's like a wrestling retirement. It's like, if I lose this match, I'm never coming back. And then you come back 6 months later. I don't know. It immediately when it's done, I'm not a runner guy. I'm not one of those runners. Like, there are some people who run and they finish and they're like, oh my God, my time was great. I can't wait to run another one in a week. I'm not that guy. I finish and I'm like with those people who like hate life and they question why they did it and they're in pain and they're like, how am I going to get home? This is stupid.
What was the first thing you ate? What'd you eat?
Oh my God, is it still on my Instagram? No, I think it went away. I had it on my story so we were planning to go out to eat after, but my wife, she felt kind of crappy. So she was just like, let's just order room service. And I said, all right, fine. I'm going to go hop in the shower. Just order me something. I don't care. So I come out of the shower and I said, when's room service going to get here? And at this point, it was about 6:15, and she said, oh, they said they'll be here by 7:00. And I said, 7 o'clock? What the hell did you order? And she goes, just wait. So now that I get the little tap on the door, and I open the door, and I see, you know, the girl's like, oh, would you like me to bring it in? And I said, sure. She goes, where would you like it? I go, just bring it into the bedroom. We're going to eat it on the bed. My wife's very tired. She goes, okay. She grabs a tray with, it had like a 3 plates and then 2 on top. All right. And I was like, wow, what did she order? And she puts it down on the bed and she goes, oh, no, this isn't it.
Stop it.
She goes back and gets another tray with the same thing, puts that down. And then she goes, oh, hold on. And here's a plate of cookies, too. So my wife, she ordered the menu. She literally ordered everything.
One of each, please.
One of everything off the menu. We had a burger. We had pasta. Ooh. We had 4 different appetizers. We had salads. They didn't have pizza because if they did, there definitely would have been pizza there. We had a couple of desserts. We had cookies. I mean, we had everything. Actually, you know what? I can show you the video. Hold on a second because I do have the video.
You're not complaining about that though, right?
Pebbles, I couldn't finish the food. No, I'm definitely not complaining. Are you kidding me?
I was going to say,
we sat there in the bed, ate like slobs, and watched the Patriots get absolutely destroyed.
Aw, I mean, besides the Patriots, sounds like a dream night.
Melissa, just look at this. Watch. It pans
burger,
over to the bed.
Cheesecake. Is that cheesecake?
Yep.
Holy crap. What is that green thing? Noodles? Chicken? Avocado? Salad? Cookies? What the hell? Did you throw up after?
It was ridiculous.
Holy crap.
We did the thing that... I love that show, 600 Pound Life. And in that show, what people will do is they just get a giant pile of food. Some people, not all of them. Some of them just destroy the food immediately. Others get a giant pile of food and eat and fall asleep and nap and get up and eat some more and fall asleep. And I literally did that all night.
Amazing.
At one point in the middle of the night, I got up to pee. And on my way to the bathroom, I grabbed a couple French fries.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.